It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Justin Fancy. Hey, Justin.
Cal, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. I got a note from your people, Bob Martineau, about the Press Play at Home series with the Grammys, and I was absolutely blown away by that. And I bet you are, too.
Yeah, just hearing in the beginning was something else. And you're also telling me Bob Martineau is doing his job. I think he's done a hell of a job for me since the beginning. So big shout out to Bob and what he's done. And you know, obviously this opportunity for me was something that was completely out of the blue. And I got word of this in early August. And I remember I got a call from Paula, my publicist, and she was pretty much freaking out and asked me where I was. I was just getting out of rehearsal for a show that we performed in late August at the George Street Festival. We opened for Robin Adelini and the Reckless. And I just popped down for a beer with the guys down on George Street, down one of the pubs that I frequent. And she asked where I was and said she had major news and she didn't want to tell me while I was out. So I pretty much ghosted the guys. And hopped in the cab, and I went straight home. And the cab is about 20, 25 minutes from outside of St. John's to home. I was after having a couple of beers. So hopped in the cab, and I got home, and she said, are you sitting down? And I said, yeah. She said, well, you're going to be on Grammy.com. And to me, Grammy, anything with Grammy in it, you know, sets you off right away. And I'm like, yeah, this is too good to be true. I mean, there must be some catch or something like that. But they actually reached out to Paula and they wanted me to perform on this Press Play at Home feature, which was amazing. So I started looking up the Press Play at Home feature on Grammy.com and it was legit. And it was, you know, I kept telling myself, there's got to be something here that's, you know, there's a catch 22 or somewhere. But yeah, it's real. And obviously went live last week and I'm just, you know, unbelievably grateful for the opportunity. I got the band together to come in and kind of create like a live video and performance of that, and just everybody came together in a hurry, and I'm just so glad and happy with the result.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, for sure, Justin. I mean,
no, I appreciate it.
Your music is just incredible. And but how did the Grammys find out about Justin Fancy? How did that happen?
So Paula actually has a contact at the Grammy, and it's something that she, you know, she doesn't really abuse. Basically, if she thinks the content is good enough, she'll pitch it and maybe they'll hear back. I mean, she's got several artists, but I'm the first Canadian country artist to ever be featured on the Press Play at Home. I mean, it was a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
She's done it with a few artists, and you know, luckily enough, they came back and they wanted me to play. So it's, again, just crazy to be able to have that opportunity, and it just crazy that someone in Los Angeles, which is where the Grammys, you know, that's where they are, and just someone down there had listened to my music and were confident enough to throw me on Grammy.com like it was no big deal, you know?
That's terrific. And boy, it's nice to have her in your back pocket, hey?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She has been incredible since the start of my career. And, you know, I launched this January 2020, I put out my first song, my second song. She came on board for the later half of Think About You, which is the second song. And I remember talking to you about that song at the time, too. And just so many things have happened with the album release and the, you know, the exposure I've been getting across Canada. So Paula would do all the TV interviews and arrange for, you know, all the publicity, newspapers and blogs and online things. And she has been crazy, unbelievable for me, what she's been able to accomplish. And her work ethic is second to none. I just can't say enough about her.
Yeah, you bet. Fantastic. Now, the new single, I guess the song that you performed on the Grammys Press Play at Home series was Beauty Queen, right? And that's released to radio now, too?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so that came out on the 22nd. You know, it's gotten some considerable traction, I guess, you know, with this Grammy thing and whatever else. So I'm hoping that this one does, you know, just as well or even a little bit better than Makes Me Wanna, which was my last one. And that one exploded during the summer as well, which was absolutely phenomenal to see. I've talked to so many radio people and you know, they believe in me. And if, you know, if you get that kind of feedback from you know, someone in Canada or someone in Canadian radio that you literally never shook their hand before, never met them, and, you know, they have all the confidence in me in the world, it just motivates me to get better. you know, keep writing songs, keep putting out albums, and keep chugging through until, you know, you get to a point where you're satisfied. And to me, that's the top. I want to be there. And I want to sustain a Canadian country career for sure.
You bet. You bet. Talk about the song specifically, Beauty Queen. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, this song is, I wrote this one actually, pretty much on the latter half of the recording of the album. Obviously, you know, a lot of artists say when they get in studio and they have songs prepared, they end up writing the song while they're in the studio or whatever. It's just a mode that you get in. I wrote several songs over that recording process, to be honest, and it was over the pandemic and everything else, so I had some time on my hands. But this one, yeah, I mean, another breakup song. I went through a rough time in my life, you know, and I'm sure people can relate to this. You know, you go through a breakup and, you know, you're wanting to move on. You're frustrated with the whole situation and how down you're feeling, whatever else. And, you know, and you're just wanting to move on. And I think this is a statement song that says, you know, hey, I suffered for a bit, but now I'm moving on and I'm stronger than ever, you know?
You bet. So it's on the new album when the new album comes out?
Yeah, so that's the spring. We don't have a definitive date for that yet. We're actually waiting to see if this latest song now and what this does to radio and everything else. You kind of gotta wait for the reaction to plan is what I'm finding. And I'm a couple years into this now, and like to say that, you know, the way you ride the wave is the way that the radio rides it. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, if we start getting traction from this thing and it's late, it's after Christmas and we start getting traction, then we've kind of got to wait. And so, yeah, EP coming out, spring 2022, and that'll include, I believe, 6 songs. And I'm still writing a little bit. I have a ton of songs in the back burner that I'm kind of trying to, polish now, and we'll look to get in the studio in the new year. I'm probably going to try and travel to Springdale this time, which is about 600 kilometers outside of St. John's. So I have never met my producer in person before, and he's recorded, I think, 12 or 13 songs for me now, and I haven't met him in person before.
That's crazy. But yeah. For me, yeah. even to say the word album or EP, that doesn't happen very often either, really, not now, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, again, like, such a good feeling. And, again, I've got to give Paula, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of praise here, mm-hmm. because she's kind of like, you know, we need to put out an EP at this time. I think this is the right time to put it out. So she's given me that direction, and, you know, and we've sat back and seen what radio did. I mean, Makes Me Wanna was dead for 2 or 3 months, and then all of a sudden it just blew up, right? Mm-hmm. And Bob and Paula and my team believed in the song, and it ended up getting great results. So, you know, my team, you know, Bob especially, and Paula as well, have taught me a lot of patience in this game, and obviously, you know, belief on my end. They know I'm going to come out with a good product, decent product to market at radio, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll give me that constructive feedback when I need it as well. I mean, you know, I've tossed mixes and all that kind of jazz off other people, and radio has been extremely kind in that area as well. I have a few contacts that, you know, I kind of bounce ideas off, or if I get a mix back from a song, I get some of them to listen and all that kind of stuff, and they give me very constructive and very good feedback, which is all you kind of want, you know. I mean, the goal is for me is to put out a song, and radio's waiting for me to put out a song. I mean, that's the dream. That's yeah. every artist's dream. I mean, you know when you know, a radio person knows your name. Okay, well, when you put out a song and you release that song, they know it's going to be good. That's the dream. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want them anticipating that song. So, you know, when that song comes across their desk, it's you know, it's almost a guaranteed ad, which is exactly where I want to be. And
well,
I'll get there.
And you get better and better with every single release too, which is really cool.
I really appreciate it.
And I'm one of those guys too. I'm waiting for the new Justin Fancy tune to take a listen to and see what we can do from our end. And so I'm hoping this one really takes off for you, because it's a really real again a really cool tune for you.
Really appreciate it, Cal. I mean, this one, I'll tell you a little story before I go here. Mm-hmm. This song was a kind of an outcast on the album, so mm-hmm. it was a song that I almost had done. And it was something that I was going to put on my EP for the spring in 2022 as a filler song. So yeah. It was going to be a song that was just going to put it on the EP And Paula had listened to it a few times, and she came back and she said, no, this is your next single. This is your next story. It fits with the whole story of me and my breakup and all this kind of thing. So this song would be the final segue to this whole relationship and what happened around it and whatever else. And this is kind of like the moving on, and I'm getting stronger and getting better. This is kind of the send-off song, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, awesome, buddy. I can't say enough about it, and I really appreciate the fact that you took the time to chat with me here today. What's the best way to get a hold of you on social media? How do we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the primary channel there would be justinfancymusic.ca. You'll find everything there, all the socials. There's links to my music videos, my latest single. And on Instagram, I'm very active on Instagram, at justinfancymusic on Instagram. And obviously on Facebook, it's Justin Fancy Music.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thank you so much, Cal. Really appreciate it.
Justin Fancy on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.